10 signs you found your soulmate.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today we're talking about 10 signs that you have finally found your soulmate. Now, I don't know what you're going through, if you're already married to your soulmate, or if you just suspect that someone is your soulmate, or perhaps you've been in a relationship that sadly is broken apart, and you're wondering, am I losing my soulmate? Is this the one, and now I'm going to lose him or lose her forever? By the way, in all of these cases, the law of attraction, along with miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, can absolutely help you. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. I want you to visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching and find out if we can help you, put you together with your soulmate once and forever. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, 10 signs that you have found your soulmate. Number one, you see it in each other's eyes. There's just something about looking into each other's eyes, a depth, a clarity that you can't explain. It's impossible to put words to, but you just love that connection that you feel when you look into each other's eyes. It's just overwhelming. It feels absolutely wonderful. And it's like you're looking into another universe, but it's also like looking into your own heart, your own soul. You love looking into each other's eyes. Number two, you feel like you have crossed paths before, like this person has been in your life before. Maybe it's absolutely certain that you've never met this person before. There's absolutely no doubt in your mind. But it feels like the things you talk about, the things you connect on, it feels like you know this person, like you have been in each other's lives. That's a sign that this person may be your soulmate. You wake up in the morning feeling as if your soul was dancing with your soulmate all night long. In other words, while you were sleeping, the two of you were dancing and intertwining and connecting throughout the night. And you wake up with either him or her on your mind, and you can't rid yourself of it. And that feeling of connection that took place throughout the night seems to linger all day long. It's a wonderful, amazing, mesmerizing feeling. It's as if you hear their thoughts and their desires. You are connected deeply to his or her thoughts or desires, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Sink.
Number five, You empathize with each other's pain. It's not sympathize. You don't just feel sorry for the other person. It's as if you are going through the painful experience with them. You empathize with them. You feel their pain. It hurts you. Not just in an emotional sense, but in an energetic, spiritual sense. 6, you share your goals together. Your dreams and your hopes and the things you'd like to try, the things on your bucket list. And you enjoy talking for hours and hours and hours. You just love talking. 7, you respect each other's opinions. You may not always agree, but there is a sense of respect for each other's opinions and ideas and thoughts. These are powerful signs that your soulmate is in your life. 8, you desire to make your soulmate happy. I mean, there's something about you that says, I'm willing to sacrifice some of my happiness so that my soulmate can be happy. And that gives you the ultimate happiness. You just love being happy with your soulmate. 9, of course you love to have sex, but I mean, you can love to have sex outside of your soulmate or with someone else that is not your soulmate. But with your soulmate, you just love to cuddle together. When you're across the room, you feel like you're two magnets constantly being drawn toward each other. You love cuddling. You love holding each other. You love being close together. And 10, you feel a deep, profound sense of gratitude and gratefulness. You just wake up every morning so grateful that your soulmate is in your life. Look, just because it's your soulmate does not mean that there's a guarantee that you're always going to get along or that you're not going to have challenges or difficulties. If you believe in your heart and soul that you have found your soulmate, we want to help you. There's nothing that is more exciting to us than helping two people who belong together be together. And we can help you with that. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes and be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and all the other different channels. Thank you so much. I can't help it. I don't know if you can hear it. My little son, 5-month-old, is screaming in the background. And I don't know if he's my soulmate, but he definitely has my soul. So I'm going to get off this podcast. You have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.